Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com, and the title is Powerless Over Ourselves. Now, how can I be powerless over myself? Our ways are different than God's way. We are governed by our pride. We want things that will please our bodies and make our lives pleasant. We want the things of the world. This is our human nature. It's the way our minds work. We lost the spiritual ways of God and God's image when Adam and Eve sinned, or in other words, gave in to pride. They disobeyed God and lost their spiritual connection to Him. You know yourself better than anybody, but Jesus knows you better than you do. What causes us not to yield our lives with Jesus Christ? Pride. We know that when we give up our lives to Jesus, we will have to conform to the life He wants us to live, which means giving up living for the flesh and the world. I can understand why people don't want to do this. I used to be in the same way. But when you feel your life is still missing something, when no matter what you do, you feel that loneliness and emptiness within you, there's only one place to turn: Jesus. We constantly look for ways to amuse ourselves, do things to make us happy and bring pleasure to our lives. But if you notice, it's only temporary. No matter what you do, it's only temporary. The flesh is very powerful, so powerful that we do not even know that it is deceiving us and preparing us for death. Luke 18, verse 19. Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." James 1. Verses 26 and 27. Nobody must imagine that he is religious, which means pious or devout, while he still goes on deceiving himself and not keeping control over his tongue. Anyone who does this has the wrong idea of religion. Pure, unspoilt religion, in the eyes of God our Father, is this: coming to the help of orphans and widows and others when they need it, and keeping oneself uncontaminated by the world. We can be so selfish because we think about ourselves first, and that is why we are powerless over ourselves. We see things that we can do to help others, but it seems like we come first. Now, Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. The world and everyone living for the world and for themselves hates the truth. Sad thing is that they will never be shown the true way, because their way is of themselves and of the world. Every day our lives are lived by our choice in how we think and see things that happen moment by moment. How do you see things, and how do you let these things affect you? If we walk in the flesh, then we are guided by pride, which is darkness. But if we walk in the Spirit, then we are guided by the light. God's law is so vast that the carnal self cannot even begin to comprehend the things that are evil. We see things that are minor in our eyes, but they are evil and wicked in the eyes of God. Because we chose not to see the evil and wickedness that we do on a daily basis, we keep our spiritual lives empty. The things we do corrupt the soul and the heart. No one would jump into an open septic tank filled with waste. So why would you expect God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit to come into our heart or soul when it is filled with waste. Where there is darkness, there is no light. Ask Jesus with a contrite and sincere heart to show you the way to clean yourself up, and ask Him with all your heart to walk with you and show you how to overcome the flesh and the world so that your life can be made full in the eyes of God. Tell Jesus you want to live and to live the way God intended us to live when He created us in His image. By accepting Jesus and giving one's life to Jesus doesn't mean that your life is over and it's going to be boring and you're going to have to go to church all the time. If you call on Jesus and put your trust in Him and learn to listen to Him, your life will be anything but boring. It's your choice. Be a slave of a world that promises death, or be a slave of Jesus Christ, who can give you everlasting, eternal life, true joy, true happiness, and most of all, true love. Thank you, and may God bless you.